It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
From the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey, in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey, it's time for the JT and BT Express Show, All Things Sports, starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor and me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. I get that laugh every time. Because I had to pay them to do it. And we're all featuring our wonderful sponsor, You Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. Thank you, You, for sponsoring the show, and we'll have more on You later. Okay? Welcome to our show here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday at 11 a.m., and as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. The players, the games, plus the business side, and the behind-the-scenes of all sports. All you need to know, folks. Whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance and walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you'll be good to go. Now, we also want audience participation, and we'd like to get some callers. So the studio hotline is now open. The number is 732-545-9282, and we're going to do a little contest here for today's show, and you have an opportunity to win a pair of Yankee or Met tickets. So we'll talk about that in a moment, but for now, let's get right to my guys. Hi, the partners. How are you?
Oh, very good, man. Thanks for coming out today.
All right, and you're getting a look at the audience here. Everyone's jumping up, Billy.
I'm telling you, man. We're like butter, you know, we're on a roll.
Very good. Yeah, welcome to that.
And good morning, you fellas.
All right, how are we doing
good
today,
Sunday.
Guys?
I'm doing well. Watching all these sports this weekend.
A lot going on. You know, it's what we've talked about, I think. We're really into mid-June almost now. And right, and I think we've got a couple of main topics we want to throw out there today.
Well, before we throw anything out there, I got to get something off my chest.
There you go.
I've been watching the WNBA, and as a matter of fact, a gentleman reminded me last week that when I was on the radio, we covered them. We had front row tickets at Madison Square Garden for the WNBA.
Okay.
They've come an awful long way because the NBA sponsored them for a long time.
Right.
They couldn't afford to pay the bills.
Right.
NBA sponsored them. Now they can afford to pay the bills. They used to fly commercial. Now they're flying charter.
Charter jets.
And I get so mad because, and I have to make sure I'm careful with us.
Okay.
I don't like ignorant people. And I think some of the WNBA women are ignorant.
Ooh.
Because for them to sit there and criticize and get mad at Caitlin Clark, Caitlin has brought a different level of financial elevation to the whole league.
Absolutely.
She's selling out stadiums. They're making more money. And she didn't get voted to the Olympic team, and I understand a little bit because LeBron James didn't make the All-Star team his first year,
right?
And other just like an athlete comes in, a rookie comes in, I know that athletes go after him. They always do. I mean, any place I've ever been, rookie comes in, they put him through some stuff.
Absolutely.
What they're putting her through is totally ridiculous.
Crazy.
And for you to hit her and knock her down
checks.
During the course of a game, and then give your excuses for it. That's who's part of the WNBA, and we formed the league.
Right.
If you don't have the big picture in mind, I think you're either stupid or ignorant, and I haven't figured out which one yet. And it makes me mad because, like I said, I covered it a long time ago, and for them to reach the level that they have with people coming to the game, people even asking questions, even they have a good game on every week for the WNBA.
Right.
So I just had to get that off my chest because I'm just tired of, you know, it makes me mad because 2-2 used to be 4, but now it's 5. And there's so many people who are illogical now, and I'm always been logical, but I'm losing it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Billy.
Don't be agreeing with me.
It doesn't happen often, but when it does.
Spew him. Fight him.
It's like Elaine Bennis. They don't see the big picture. I just don't get. I agree with Billy. Like, that's like biting the hand that feeds you. She's making sport more popular. People are watching now, buying products.
Right.
She outsold the dude from Denver, Joker, in jersey sales.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. So, it's incredible.
I get the old thing about, rookie has to earn their spot, whatever, but this is a different league. You're not established enough. You need people watching. You need her to be the star.
Yeah, but one emotion that I've always disliked my whole life is jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that was the worst emotion because I might be envious. I might want what you have, but for me to be jealous and thinking negativity about it, then you got a problem. That's one of the negative
good
problems.
Choice of words, envious or jealous. Yes. Right, exactly. Very good. The specific thing that happened this week, I know, is really it's been building up since she came in, but it's Angel Reese, I believe, is her name, right?
Yeah,
and she's another hotshot rookie. Was she LSU? I believe, right?
She's ridiculous, yeah. Also,
and
because she won the national championship.
Yeah,
she won the national championship 2 years ago, and she put her four fingers up to look through her.
Yeah,
and I always think when you win,
right,
you're supposed to be humble.
Right.
You lose, you're supposed to be humble too, and then she lost this year.
Yeah.
And then this year she started talking about how many people are against him and she's a victim. I just don't like those kind of people.
Yeah.
Losing is what you're supposed to learn from to get better when you win. So
And she comes in with Caitlin. Let's face it, whatever the facts are, Caitlin is the one making the difference in this league, moving
absolutely
up, like Billy 100%. Said, to the next level.
They have
level.
Better basketball players than Caitlin, but for someone to come in with this kind of credentials and bringing, it's almost like Taylor Swift bringing her people.
Yeah.
I mean, you're lifting up the performance of everybody. So that's why, and I can't understand how you don't see the big picture.
Right.
Because I see the salaries that are made. That lady who went over to Russia,
Brendan Griner?
Brendan Griner.
Yeah, Griner.
She's making $1 million a year in Russia.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason she went over there.
Yeah.
Now they should be able to get them that kind of money here.
Right.
With what's happening. So
right.
If you don't see the big picture, maybe you deserve negativity like you're getting.
Well, Charles Barkley said about Jordan, he said, if it wasn't for Jordan, none of us would have these, million-dollar endorsement deals. Caitlin Clark can do the same thing for the other WNBA players.
Right.
They all can make a lot more money.
Right.
So.
Well, it's funny you say that about Jordan, but I'm going to go one step before them because I'm old. it was Bird and Magic.
Yep, there you go.
Billy agrees because Billy. You got my age, you got Philly's age, and you's age.
Well, Charles Barkley said
No. Michael brought it to another level, Billy? But it was Magic and Bird in 79 after their incredible run in college. Indiana State and Michigan State, right?
Yeah.
And, I never forget those games. It was incredible. But then they came into the league, and like you're saying, it's just like now. They changed everything. All this. This is sad, but they used to actually have the NBA Finals on delayed tape. On CBS. I'll never forget this. Brent Musburger. I remember watching, Magic's game, the incredible rookie game against the Sixers?
When he took over for Kareem.
Yeah, when he took over for Kareem, he had like 42, 20, and 20, whatever the numbers are close to it.
And he smiled all game.
And he played center. Because Kareem got hurt, and they won the title, and the legacy was set. But that game was on a Friday night at 11:30.
No, I definitely remember.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, but let me see. That's over 40 something
years.
I know. So the NBA has come a long way.
A little bit.
A long way.
But then Michael came in, and then he brought it to the next level. It's a totally different world. But back to Caitlin Clark. Now, Angel Reese is coming in, and she was also annoyed. She's like, hey, I'm a star, too. I'm going to tell. Well,
you don't have to. If you're a star, you don't have to tell anybody. They will tell you. Okay? We got all these. For instance, I was telling a high school kid the other day. He said he was going to Division III school or Division IV. He didn't know if anybody would see him. If you do something in sports, somebody will see you. Whether it's ESPN, Fox, streaming networks, they'll get it to somebody. And so that's the thing that I need kids to understand. It doesn't matter. As long as you go to school, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Somewhere.
That has to be part of it, exactly. And, like you said, part of also all now all of a sudden they're going on charters.
Yep.
I mean, they were sitting next to us on the plane, flying to their next game. Now they actually imagine sitting next to us three and Caitlin Clark. She's like, oh my God. But you know, I mean, my God, it's unbelievable.
I was still shocked. Like even the girl Angel, she was only signed for like I think 78,000 and 80,000
years
or something like that. And I was kind of shocked on that because, especially if you live in New York, I don't know if you can pay the bills on $80,000.
That's actually a very good point, right? But I think, I mean, obviously, Caitlin's getting in that same because they do. They have.
Yeah, she got $28 million from Nike.
She's got the promotional.
She made $1.1 in college.
Yeah.
And she had two or three endorsements in college.
Right.
And she's been wealthy for a long time.
She's
humble.
I know.
Like humble people.
I really like that about her.
I definitely like humble people. I always like.
There's something about her that it just she's really a draw. You know.
I like her. I really do. I'm just mad at the other girls in WNBA for not seeing what I see, and I'm sure they do. You can't have every one of them ignorant and stupid.
Right, and even they have, like I know the Liberty here in New York, right? I mean, they've even got, they're on Channel 9 now.
Yep.
They got their games on Channel 9.
Yes, they do. Yeah. That's money.
Yeah.
Extra money.
Right, exactly.
Just to give you an example, I'm blown away because I was trying to figure out, and I covered the NBA for a long time, even the WNBA, and I was trying to figure when people are not in the stands, how do they make the money?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see some basketball games and not many people in the stands. And then I looked at what the NBA has. They're going global.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're getting $2 billion a year from China to televise the games.
Yeah. Right.
Then they have another contract with Germany.
Right.
And they have another contract with Italy. And I was blown away. And Africa, too.
Right.
They're putting
right.
a basketball team in Africa.
Yeah.
These guys came in whatever. But anyway, it blew me away because now they got billions of dollars coming outside the United States
right.
to all the NBA teams.
Right.
And that's how they can afford to pay all these money.
Oh, yeah.
The leading moneymaker is Anthony Davis of the Los Angeles Lakers. Did you know that?
No. In what respect? How is he the leading moneymaker?
$62 million a year.
How much?
$62 million a
year. AD?
Yes.
He really? I did not know that about
his
salary.
I don't come on the radio unless I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
See, that's because LeBron's only 50.
Yeah.
Damon Lillard is 50. Giannis
right.
is 50.
Right, right.
But Anthony Davis is
62. AD's getting 62. Oh, my God. Why don't they try winning a title, for God's sake?
They won one in the bubble.
And they won it in the...
Well, 20 years from now, nobody's going to
I know.
We won the championship.
I know. In the bubble.
In the bubble.
They won the bubble title. That's
bubble
right.
Title.
And then they won this. They won this in-season tournament this year too.
They actually put up a banner for that.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
The in-season.
Yeah,
the NBA is so.
I want to know. The thing that's dead is to give somebody a championship when they didn't do nothing.
Right.
Or give a kid a trophy when they wasn't even performing out there. Everybody gets a trophy. No, everybody shouldn't get a trophy.
Not everyone should get a trophy.
Everybody gets a trophy now. I brought up my grandson last week. I said he's 12 years old on a travel team, and he could strike out or hit a home run, he gets a trophy.
But I understand their part, but the real part is that's not setting them up for life.
Right, exactly.
Life is not like
there's
that.
Knockdowns and there's...
Get your behind up.
Right,
that's
right.
What I tell my little dude. He falls down and say, Dad, no, get your behind up.
Right.
Don't be waiting for me to get up.
Right,
you?
Right. Yeah, you know? That's good. That's a great start, though. You're right. The whole thing with Caitlin Clark and...
Yeah, but I had to get it off my chest.
No, that's good.
I'm really
feel that way,
stuff.
Billy. Get it off your chest, for God's sake.
Tired of the stuff and...
You know, it's Sunday morning, it's raining here in Jersey. Just get it off your chest, for God's sake.
The emotion of sports is deeper than ever.
Right.
Think about the emotions of up and down. And
I try not to be like that anymore, but I can't help it. I still can't help it. I'm watching my Yankees get hammered last night. I'm getting all upset.
Yeah. I was perturbed because it shows me who really is the better team.
Well.
Not even a question.
Right.
You know, the Dodgers is just one of the an all-star team.
I know. And that's what we're going to talk about is baseball after Caitlin Clark. But listen, part of what we want to do, like I mentioned in the opening here, we want to get some callers to call in. The studio hotline number is 732-545-9282. And what we're going to do for anybody to call in, the studio hotline number is 732-545-9282. And what we're going to do for anybody that calls in, folks, enticement, we're going to offer we'll do a drawing, and somebody has a choice of either a pair of Yankee tickets or Met tickets. So call in. It can be any topic. It doesn't have to be about those teams.
But isn't Cole getting another start for Somerset?
Yes, he will be. Next couple of days, I think. Right.
Yeah, because I think that's going to sell out.
Yeah, and and we're working on our since we are the official station of the Somerset Patriots here on Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey. We'll have to talk to their people and see maybe we'll get a couple of ducats for the Patriots. So
your people talk to our people.
Then we'll all get together. But call in, folks, 732-545-9282. Let us know what you want to talk about. Jared is behind the glass, as they say over there. Jared, thank you for your great engineering work today, sir. But we decided that it probably is now mid-June, and baseball is what's going on. We're going to get to the NBA Finals in a moment, too. But since we did bring up the Yankees-Dodgers, what a weekend here in baseball with those two teams playing, the two premier teams, right, in the history of baseball playing each other. Very rarely they play.
I think it was only three times.
Right.
Which is pretty incredible, 162 games.
Yeah.
Three times.
Right. You know, and both of them are at their peak right now, you know, so they're playing great. And then you've got the other guys, you know, I like them too. But the Mets are playing the Phillies, and that's over in London.
Right now, live.
Is it on right now?
Yep.
What's the score?
I don't know. It was 1-0 Phillies in the bottom of the second, but
okay,
that was like 45 minutes ago.
right. Okay, so.
That's another example of Major League Baseball trying to do better to be global.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of people in Europe, you know, they play soccer and cricket and all that. They don't really know the game well. And I hope that they sped the game up by the clock that they have, hope that helps them to do something in Europe. But, you know, I'm embarrassed for the Mets because, you know, if you don't have money, I can understand. But they have money.
They got a lot of money.
Yeah, yes.
They have a lot of money.
So that's why I'm lost on that.
All right. That's funny you mentioned cricket, too.
Yeah.
Because you know there's a national a global cricket tournament going on here in New York. It's being played in Queens.
Well,
they built a temporary stadium for this. I just read this.
That's crazy.
It's a 30,000 seat temporary stadium for the cricket tournament.
And the reason for that is because there are so many Caribbean people living in Brooklyn. And the thing that's really something is I covered cricket for 20 years, and it's the father of American baseball. So I've checked it out. My friends in Barbados, they play all the time. So.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, so I can be your cricket expert.
There you go. Okay.
Not really.
I'm fascinated they built the temporary stadium. I saw a picture of it.
But it's big time. It really is.
No,
it's
of course
time.
It is. Yes, it's global. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Jared, we've got our first caller coming in then. We've got Lewis. Okay, Lewis. Hi, you're live with Billy, you, and Jim. Hi, Lewis.
Hi, it's Bob. Bloom. How you doing?
Oh, Bob Bloom. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good. I'm here with my friend Tony Lewis and listening to your broadcast. We got a question.
Yes, sir.
The Yankees. All right. They got a great player playing at Somerset now, right? Dominguez. Is he still there?
Dominguez. Is that his name?
Jason Dominguez. Yes.
Jason Dominguez.
Martian.
Right?
The Martian. Who looks like a great, great hitter. They got a good team, except Soto's out a couple of days. What are they going to do? Are they going to let him languish in the minors? Or are they going to bring him up as a potential major player to work him into the lineup?
Well, Dominguez was up last year, and he was a potential phenom last year until he did. He had the Tommy John surgery, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And I hear he's hitting really well playing in Somerset.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, because they didn't bring him up right now if he's ready because of and Soto's been out this weekend, with the arm problem.
Yeah.
For the long run, do you think they're going to bring him up and make him part of the team even though he can't play every day?
I don't know if he's going to do that this year. I don't know, Billy. What do you think?
I don't think so, because I think they're trying to get him more experience in certain situations because, there's AA and there's AAA.
Right.
And even Cole, when he pitched, he's pitching for AA. And
right.
They wanted to see if he should go to AAA. The reason I don't think so, because I don't think Soto's going to be out very long. I think it's precautionary about his injury, and I think they're just trying to make sure that he's all ready for later in the year because, you don't want to – sometimes – athletes want to get back in there so quickly.
Right.
They don't take care of to get make sure they're 100%. So
right.
I think they're just being precautionary about Soto.
Yep.
Yeah. If Soto was going to be out for on a DL, YL, I think they would have brought him up. But I think he'll be up sometime this year. But and he's definitely in their long-term plans unless he gets traded, you know, for at the deadline.
Yeah. Can I ask one more quick question?
Go right ahead, Bob.
Okay. Cortez has done really well at home, like Jekyll and Hyde, and just really bad on the road.
Right.
Although he didn't have such a great game yesterday and they were home.
Nasty master.
Do you think when they add Cole, they're going to go with a staff where Cortez will be set up to only pitch at home most of the time?
No.
Yeah,
no.
You can't really do that.
You can't do that kind of stuff.
No.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, but that's a good thought.
All right, just thoughts. Thank you. I'm a Yankee fan. You know.
I was going to say, Bob, it sounds like you know your Yankees there, that minor league baseball and all that stuff, right?
when the good players are down there rehabbing, I know it.
Well, actually, at our studios are here in Somerset. We are the home station for the radio of the Somerset Patriots. So we've got a lot of inside stuff, Bob, you know?
Yeah, look, I watch them every once in a while on MLB. I live in Florida most of the time.
Oh, okay, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of exciting to be part of it because, like Billy said, and they're actually technically the double-A team for the Yankees.
Yeah, double-A.
Yeah, they're fun. It's a fun group, and it's New Jersey, which I love, you know.
Bob, there are a lot of minor league teams down in Florida as well that you're able to sneak into once in a while down there? Or
Yeah, I call that the Mets. I went to see the Mets this spring.
Whoa! Here we go.
We're St. Lucie.
I'll leave it there, okay?
You know, that's great. Bob, thanks for calling in and say hi to your friend Tony there, too.
I will do it. Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. We appreciate it. Okay. Oh, that's good stuff.
It's always good to get knowledgeable fans because he was bringing some insight on the minor leagues, you know.
And he's so right about what's his name, Dominguez,
yeah.
Because he was playing really well last year, too.
Yeah, but the Yankees are really playing at a higher level right now. They are.
Yeah.
They raised it.
I know.
If it wasn't for this setback this weekend, they probably would have been the best team in baseball.
Right, right. Yeah, and I know. And the Dodgers. But the Dodgers have been a little down right now. And they came in and they played really the game on Friday night. I happened to watch that game. That was a classic baseball game. You got the Dodgers-Yankees. I put it on. Right, I come in. It's like sixth or seventh inning, and it zips.
Yeah, that's when I joined in around the sixth, seventh
right,
inning.
Right, and it's, you just don't see baseball like that anymore. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you know, classic
game,
matchup.
Classic, yeah.
Until we get to, and we'll do this after the break, until we get to that extra inning rule, guys, with putting men on base,
ridiculous.
To putting the guy on second base. All right, we'll talk about that in a minute, but... okay, we need to take our first break. Okay, we are good. We're going to be baseball, NBA. So we got a lot going on, guys. We'll be right back.
Everybody sneezes, gets a cold, or has allergies, and messy, germy tissues are left everywhere because you never have a trash can that seals away germs where you need it. Now there is. I'm Dr. Howard, here to prescribe Tissues, the revolutionary patented new germ-fighting dynamo that seals away germy tissues everywhere. Okay, I'm not a real doctor, just an actor. We don't need a PhD to know that leaving used tissues around is gross. If you use tissues, you need Tissues. The amazing new tissue box holder with a built-in used tissue container. It's easy to empty and wash or spray with Germ Patrol. The amazing new antiviral spray with EPA approval for COVID-19, included with your purchase. Nobody gets out of bed at 2 a.m. to find a trash can, but you can always keep Tissues within easy reach. Take it everywhere. It's perfect for people with limited mobility. Get Tissues with Germ Patrol, a $40 value for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling.
We've all been here, but one little girl is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin.
No.
It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay, we are back, folks. Billy Taylor, You Coffee, Jim Totten, the BT Express, and the JT Show. I should reverse it, actually. But all things sports. So we know everything. Just call us in and ask us a question. But call that studio hotline and get a chance to win a Yankee pair of tickets or a Met pair of tickets as well. 732-545-9282. But like we said, we're talking baseball, as that song goes, right? Terry, somebody sang that thing, right?
Yeah.
Terry, talking baseball. Da, 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 da. But anyway, shut up, Jeff. Billy's like over there.
Yeah, good voice.
Yeah. But back to, this weekend here in New York, Yankees, Dodgers, incredible, right? The Mets are down right now, but still, they're over in London playing the Phillies, who are an amazing story. Right. But the Yankee games, it's just so exciting, packed houses. Now, unfortunately, the Dodgers kicked their butts. Right. Last night it was like 8-5, I think.
Yeah,
it was something.
It was 8-1 when I got mad.
Yeah, they actually. Right. The Yankees scored a couple of runs. But I don't know what's your feelings on that. What's going on with baseball? There's a lot happening now. Different teams, different surprises. What do you guys feel?
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers-Yanks classic. I'm not going to say Dodgers are better. They're winning this weekend, but if we see them again in a World Series, it'd be a different story. But there's a lot of surprise teams, like the Cleveland, Kansas City. Who else was there?
I happen to have the paper standings right here.
Cleveland.
The Cleveland Indians, or is it the Cleveland Guardians?
Cleveland Guardians.
Gotta hate that.
They're tied with the best record in baseball.
Right.
And I like their team, but I wanted to mention about the Dodgers. Hugh must be a Yankee faithful, because he's not telling the truth. Shoney, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, Shoney.
Shohei Ohtani. He hadn't even started to pitch yet. He got Tommy
John.
He's
not pitching this year, though.
At the end of the year, he will. He had Tommy John surgery before the end, and they say that by August he should be able to pitch.
Oh, really?
Okay. They're already a great team.
Oh, I know.
If he comes in there and is able to come back, then there's no way it'll be.
Well, we have a pitcher coming back also. He won a Cy Young last year.
Right. Ooh.
He's still hurt. You had to prove it.
He'll be back after the All-Star break.
We will see. We're going to argue about this a lot, because I think the Dodgers have the best team in baseball.
Oh, boy.
And the Yankees, like I said, they haven't even come close to the World Series in 2009, I think.
2009
with Lesman, yes.
With A-Rod.
And last year, which made me mad about the Yankees, is they depend on the home run ball. I don't like teams like that. I think I like to manufacture runs. I like you to get somebody to second, move them to third, somebody bring them home on a
absolutely. Absolutely.
Ball or short single. And Yankees are doing that better this year than they ever have.
They have gotten better at that, yeah. And it used to be home run or nothing. Now it's a little bit, but still, they do rely on a home run a lot.
Well, that gives them a chance against the Dodgers, but if they don't do that, then they have no chance. And Soto, something happens to him in the long run, I think it's going to hurt their team. I really do, because he brings so much to the table. He really does.
You lose that like Soto, you're in trouble, but it seems like he's going to be all right. I think he'll be back this week.
I think so too, but, there's nothing given for granted, especially this day and age. But it's great for New York, because I hope the Yankees can keep it close until the football season starts.
Right. We get to that part. We'll get to that later. But the Yankees, you're right, Billy. What big difference is the top of the order, top of the lineup, of having Volpe leading off, right, or batting second. Well, leading off.
He leads off.
Leading off now. No offense to DJ and LeMayo.
Setting the table.
But DJ is now on the other side. Okay.
Absolutely.
I know Billy's very honest about stuff in the last couple of weeks. He speaks his mind. And I love DJ LeMayu, but he's had injuries, and he's like 35 years old now. It's just not working, So you've got Volpe leading off. All of a sudden we've got some guys running the bases. I totally agree.
I love that. I really like that. Even when I was a little kid and played, I always liked people to take the extra base.
Yeah.
Say like you have a runner on first, the ball is hit somewhere, he should go to third. He should be making third, have a first and third. Somebody can bunt maybe down to second, so you got two ducks on the pond.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
like
whoever
that.
Comes
like
up can, you know, first and third, somebody can bunt maybe down to second. So you got two ducks on the pond.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
like
whoever
that.
Comes
I
up
like
can, you know, add to the RBI total. So I just liked what they're doing now. It's still early. You know, it's just fun for New York right now.
Oh, the baseball has been great. And go back to Ohtani. This is an interesting point. I thought about this. I'm not being biased about the Yankees
yes,
at
are.
All. No, because I'm a
be
big...
biased.
You and who?
No, but let me ask you this though: watching
take your time.
Ohtani play and the $700 million, the $500 million, it doesn't matter when you're actually on the field playing. But do you feel when you watch Ohtani come up, like do you get as excited as like when Judge comes up to the plate?
Did you see Friday night? You said you saw Friday
yeah,
night's game.
Yeah.
Did you see him strike out?
Ohtani.
That was one of the best scenes in baseball in years.
Right.
Because it was a battle back and forth.
Right.
And he
yeah.
struck out.
Right. Yes, he did.
Great pitcher, great pitches. And then he came back later, hit a home run.
Right.
Ohtani.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see the same thing with the Pirates pitcher.
Yeah.
He the Skeens, I think, the yep. first overall pick.
Yep.
He struck him out, I think, twice. And then, okay. then he hit a home run. And when he hit a home run, though, the pitcher was kind of like excited that Ohtani hit a home run off him. He saw his face.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just funny, you know, those good at-bats in the battles.
Yeah, but Ohtani, I think, is the best player in the game. I can't give Mike Trout anything because he's unavailable.
I know.
Unavailable, I can't give you the credit that you need to get.
Mike Trout, I can't believe you bring
stealing
his name up.
Money.
Because
he's never made it to the playoffs.
The guy.
never made
and
it
he's
to
a Jersey boy, so we like that part of it and all that stuff.
Well, it reminds me Rodriguez, Alex, he went to Texas to play.
Right.
He won MVP.
Right.
36 games out of first place.
Right.
I don't believe
right.
in that.
Exactly.
I agree with you 1,000%, Billy.
Makes me mad.
He hit like 52 homers, yes. and get, you know, but they're 36 out.
Yep.
And the same thing. And Mike Trout, though, is more, the guy just gets injured every year.
Last couple years, yeah.
You know,
every year. Every year.
Like, we talk about him every year. I don't want to keep saying with my grandson, but that's why I watch my games with him.
Yeah.
And he's always like, I want to see this Trout guy.
Every time
they play the Angels, which is not a lot.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
Right, so they're West Coast games, and he's not playing.
Right.
So it's like we never see this guy.
Athletes in anything, I don't care if it's hockey, marbles, whatever, you got to be available to your team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look
mm-hmm.
at the Manning brothers. They set the tone for sports.
Great.
They both had over 200 something starts without getting injured. And then you got Danny Jones getting injured 4 out of 5 times.
Right, right.
Making twice as much money.
Perfect example. It's a perfect example. That's part of what you do. You have to play.
You got to be available for your team.
You got to be available for the team.
Yeah, you know, it takes everybody to win.
Right, right.
And you think it would do the Angels with Shawnee and Trout, you think that would carry them. Just like Judge and Soto. That's bringing them to a new level, but it's not doing that to the Angels.
But I tell you, the Dodgers, though, because I really like them. And you know, when you've got Mookie Betts coming up, and then you've got Freeman coming up, and then you've got Ohtani coming up, and whoever else, the other guys. It's fantastic. And the Yankees right now, because of Judge and Soto, which are the 1-2 punches, Mantle and Maris right now, it's incredible, right? But the third guy, the third wheel, who?
Stanton. Yeah.
Right? Giancarlo is having a nice little season, this guy.
It really is, but I've seen that they can get him out with the slider or the curveball.
Yeah.
And I think that when he has two strikes, he's going to have to make an adjustment.
Seriously.
But he's better this year
than
he's been in a few years.
So right.
He may be the difference because if you're pitching the Judge and Soto, then you kind of got to kind of – maybe they might ease up when he comes up because of what's happening.
Right. And it's so funny, Billy, you say that too because watching these games with Stanton. He swings at some of these pitches that they're throwing. I don't even know what they're throwing. To me, it's still all a curveball. But you know, now it's like it's a slider with the four fingers. I don't know. But it's like, you know, the thing is, way out here, he's swinging a Stanton.
Yeah, but he's a fastball hitter now.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. That's what he does. His job is to hit a home run.
Yeah.
That's his job, $25 million a year.
I think he's overrated, but you know.
Yeah. Well,
he's not hitting good for average. He's like 230 hitter, but he's hitting home runs this year.
Yeah, but it astonishes me. Like, even Bryce of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you think of him?
I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
He won MVP with a 230-something batting average.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't see that.
I know.
That just hurts me because, you know, I think you should at least hitting the high 280s to be even considered for MVP. You know, 230, right. That's great.
I love it. This is so much
fun. 10?
All right, because now I'm going off the track about another subject, about stats, okay? Since your opinion about the 233 average, because according to baseball now, the average doesn't mean diddly, okay? It's all about your
analytics
OPS and your, what?
With analytics or you just
analytics. I'm sorry. I should say analytics, actually. Right. And but now we're all a certain age here, okay? I'm not a big analytics guy because I'm that guy that still wants to see, you know, he hits 250, he's got 30 homers, he's got 100 ribbies and 90 walks and whatever, you know, right? I don't even, you know, all this, you know, OPS and WAR, the WAR, okay, WAR, I don't even know what the hell it is.
Well, just like the batting now, right? You have your, like,
right?
Power hit is 22.
Do you know what the WAR, I don't even know what it means, WAR.
Winds above, no. Winds above.
Whip is wind. Oh, no. See, I don't even know these analytics.
Women all right.
That's it.
Well, see, I understand.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what that means anymore.
Okay, when I covered baseball, I used to substitute for Susan Wallman.
Okay.
And she did the games.
Right.
And when I covered it, it just kind of made me mad sometimes because when you do stuff, is the timing of when you do stuff in sports is it.
Right.
Like you and I go out and play golf, you get a hole in one, there's nobody to tell, but you and I tell the lie. It's on ESPN Sunday afternoon.
Birdie.
Everybody sees it. And so that's why I see baseball players. I see baseball with good average,
right,
and then they don't hit with runners on
right
base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't bring in the RBIs when they're there. They don't move the runner when they're there. And so that's why I think statistics are ridiculous. And I don't, you know, I get mad sometimes because, you know, people say it's America's sport or whatever, but I think it's gone down the last couple of years, and I don't think as many people are interested in baseball as they used to be.
Oh, it's definitely changed. It's football. It's because of football and basketball, though, too.
Well, hockey really
don't you think it's the slowness of the game too? Baseball,
yeah, but then again, and this is terrible to say, when I go to a football game, or when you watch it on TV, it's different.
Right.
When you go to a football game, it's boring in between plays.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you got like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You're sitting in the stands doing nothing.
Right, right.
And when you're at home, I can go get a beer.
We all surf with channel surfing.
And then what I do is I tape the game, so as soon as the commercial comes on, I fast forward.
Oh, do you really tape the games, Billy?
I've been doing that for about 20 years. And I get mad at this son of a gun will call me during the course of the game and tell me what's going on. And I tell you, I'm taping the game. I haven't got to that part yet.
I'm texting him. Did you see that play?
No.
Look at the score. He's like, no, I'll see you at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
That's hard to do, though. No one texts you. No one, you can't go on social media. You can't do anything.
That's why he doesn't answer me. Whenever I want to.
I
ghost, won't answer the phone, don't know nothing. And I don't do it because I don't want to hear what's going on.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, see, the Giants and Jets play at the same time.
Right.
I tape both of them. I wait about 45 minutes to start, fast throw through one to the half, fast throw the other to the half, and depends on the game, go back to the second half.
Right. And then you can also fast forward in between plays, too.
Yeah. And that's
you don't watch the game in like an hour.
No, I do, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
45 minutes. As a matter of fact, I was in a Super Bowl show, and I went skiing that day.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, whatever. Came back, did not see the Super Bowl. Fast forward in 45 minutes, and then went on TV to talk about it.
Here's our expert, Billy Taylor.
That's a professional right there.
But it was the Super Bowl, so the obvious thing was, so Billy, what did you think about the commercials?
I didn't see a single one. I'm not a commercial
guy. Did you watch J-Lo and Bennifer? And,
I watched everybody. Prince, Janet Jackson, Timberlake.
The Prince halftime show. Forget it, my God.
I was down there. It was a Purple Rain in the Rain.
You were at that one?
I've been all Super Bowls for
this
last two albums.
Where was that one at? Was that down? It was Miami.
Yeah.
Miami. Oh, that's one of the all-time halftimes. Yeah. That's incredible. Him in the rain playing that guitar. Oh, my God.
Oh, another thing, too, we were going to talk about today about Las Vegas and gambling.
Oh, we have so much.
But we're
not going to get to anything.
But don't you think that Las Vegas is the best place for a sporting event?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the first time I thought about it for football. It went to Super Bowl last year, Las Vegas. They got everything. They got concerts. They got restaurants.
Right.
There's so much for you to do.
Oh, it is.
The NFL experience comes down there for the whole week, and they're getting people to get involved in it.
Right.
You know?
Well, I was lucky like you. You obviously, as a former star player, whatever reasons, you've been able to go to a lot of Super Bowls.
As a radio broadcaster.
Various reasons, and radio, right. I was lucky. I had my brother-in-law, who, you know, Clark Gaines, but he was, I was very fortunate to go about five or six different Super Bowls. So I've experienced, it's an incredible experience, especially, you know, not like, say, you know, you're not a VIP, but I'm just saying you're going into certain things that the other people aren't seeing. You know what I mean?
100 parties.
But right.
You get to 50 of them.
Right. It's crazy, right? It's
I tried
crazy.
To make them all.
Did you ever, did you ever go to the commissioners? Of course you've been.
Oh,
the
yeah.
commissioners.
Yeah.
They're dressed in tuxes.
Yep.
And it's the nicest place in whatever town you're in.
Great
right,
food, too.
Yeah, right.
He serves
but
everybody.
I remember the one I was at was in Phoenix, I think. But the owners, their section is roped off with the red velvet. Like you can't go near the owners. Right. That Jerry Jones, nobody goes near Jerry or Kraft. These guys. It was like, oh, the velvet rope. Don't go near the velvet rope. They're like, oh, my God. But the reason I'm saying about back to your point about Vegas, though, that so many cities, and it's always been New Orleans is one of the most popular for that reason.
Miami,
because they pick a spot.
New Orleans.
I just said New Orleans. And those places that have a downtown or a primary place to go.
Yep.
When it's like L.A., it's all over. Or, you know, whatever. Well, now, SoFi.
I just don't want it in cold weather.
Yeah.
Like, there was one in Minnesota. There was one in Detroit.
Did you go to them, by the way?
Yes, I did. I'm about to die. I get a pass to get with 100 yards.
I heard that Detroit one was a blizzard. I remember that. Right?
Now I understand why they do it.
Yeah. They had to throw them a bone.
When
one.
You buy a new stadium, they have to promise you that you have a Super Bowl there in order to make all your money back. Because every time there's a Super Bowl, they talked about Las Vegas making something like $500 million off this past
God.
Super Bowl. So I understand why they do it, but cold weather is not good.
You're right.
You know, they had it in New Jersey.
Right.
It was a good day, but the next day people couldn't fly out because of snow.
Oh, my God.
Could not get
great.
Out of here.
Well, I know I had people that went, family and friends that happened to get tickets for that Detroit one.
Yep.
And so, number one, it was a blizzard. Okay, so, you know, obviously the dome part didn't affect the game, but also things to do that, and my sister was telling me that she had to go to the casinos. You had to go to Windsor, Ontario. You had to leave the country to go. That was part of the entertainment. Windsor is right outside Detroit.
Okay.
And that's where you were going. There was nothing to do in Detroit, right?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Oh, man. Okay, we better get to our next break because then we've got, I smell some percolation going on here.
Percolation.
So, percolation. That's a good one, isn't it?
I smell some percolation.
I sound like Professor Backwards.
Did you give me a T-shirt?
Yeah, I gave you a T-shirt. Yeah.
Okay, folks, we got one more break and then we'll be back.
Everybody sneezes, gets a cold, or has allergies and messy, germy tissues are left everywhere because you never have a trash can that seals away germs where you need it. Now there is. I'm Dr. Howard, here to prescribe Tissues, the revolutionary patented new germ-fighting dynamo that seals away germy tissues everywhere. Okay, I'm not a real doctor, just an actor. We don't need a PhD to know that leaving used tissues around is gross. If you use tissues, you need Tissues. The amazing new tissue box holder with a built-in used tissue container. It's easy to empty and wash or spray with Germ Patrol. The amazing new antiviral spray with EPA approval for COVID-19 included with your purchase. Nobody gets out of bed at 2 a.m. to find a trash can, but you can always keep Tissues within easy reach. Take it everywhere. It's perfect for people with limited mobility. Get Tissues with Germ Patrol, a $40 value for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling.
We've all been here, but what little girl has had enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. No. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Oh, Okay, folks, we are back. They allowed us back on the air once again for round three over here. How are we doing? This is Jim Totten. I'm here with Billy Taylor and You Coffee. It's the JT and BT Express Show, all things sports. And we're covering it pretty good today, right? We're all over the place.
We didn't get the marble tournament in Brooklyn yet.
Yeah. But we did cover cricket sports. And we're covering it pretty good today, right? We're all over the place.
We didn't get the marble tournament in Brooklyn yet.
Yeah. But we did cover cricket. So how we got cricket in, I have no idea.
Oh, and one more thing.
Right.
The Belmont was yesterday.
Yes.
And
my
friend and I, we always, you know, put a little bit on it. But
okay.
It's supposed to be in Belmont, New York, but
right.
It was in Saratoga.
Right.
Which they put on a show.
I didn't see it. Must have been great.
And
right?
Hats. And I, of the 12 races, I lost about $60, which is not bad
for
12 races. I usually win, but it was really, really just fun to watch, and I really enjoyed the Belmont, you know.
Yeah, to that point, I did too. And also the winner was former Phillies outfielder Jason Wirth, who's co-owner of the horse.
Yep. Oh, really? Wow.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Dornoch.
Dornoch.
Oh,
also, remember the first show I was talking about if the horses can know if they're in a race, right?
Right.
My dad gave me the best answer. He said, if the horses know they're in a race, then why do they need a jockey?
Yeah, yeah. And that's going to lead to... Wait a minute. I smell something. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. We actually have coffee here. And we've got You Coffee. And it must be time for Coffee's Corner, our favorite segment of the show. You Coffee gets to talk about whatever the heck he wants. You, it's all yours.
Good morning, guys, and the rest of America. So before I get to my other point, I just want to let you know Coffee Sports Collectibles is doing a Father's Day sale, 20% off the entire site at coffeesportscollectibles.com.
Nice.
And also next week we will do a $50 gift card. We'll let you know what number of caller next week. Tune into the show next week, and you can win a $50 off CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com website.
Fantastic. So
my question to you guys is, what was the most memorable sports game that you actually attended? For me, I went to 1993 World Series. It was the most runs scored. It was a 15-14 game. Toronto beat the Phillies.
Oh, really?
I went to Philly, yeah.
In 93?
Yeah, right out of high school. I was 18 years old.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And I even got served the beer.
That's why he remembers it.
I'm surprised.
So that's your most memorable game?
That I was actually attended, yes.
Billy, you played in the NFL, so you could go both ways on it. I could tell you a quick story. I know mine because it's a giant one.
Go ahead.
Mine, right off the bat, and I've got so many with the Yankees and the Lakers, my Showtime guys, and getting to see some of them. But in person, I had Giant season tickets back then, and it was the 90 champion. It was a 2000 championship game against the Vikings when they beat them to go to the Super Bowl. Then they got hammered by the Ravens, I think. Was that right, if I recall? But the championship...
They blew them out, right? Like 41-0.
Yeah, but this was the championship... Right. This was the championship game at Giant Stadium. Yeah. Right. And it was... And everybody, it was a perfect winter day, and it was just, everybody, we were all in great spirits. And they drove down the field, and who's that quarterback who was kind of very average for the Giants?
But he got...
No, before...
Oh, you mean...
Kerry Collins, no?
Yeah, Kerry Collins, thank you. Very good. And he led the... But anyway, we took the opening kickoff, ran it back for a touchdown, and we just proceeded to kick the living daylights out of them. 41-0, I believe, was the score. I've never had such... Everybody... And because they're season tickets, so all the people around you. You get... We're crying like it's a wedding. Oh, my God, we're there. We made it. What a blowout party time. And then 2 weeks later, we played the Ravens, and we got shellacked.
I was in that game.
You were in that one. Yeah. But that would be the most memorable. Billy, what about you?
Well, too many things come to my head, so I won't take them all. But
yeah.
Tony Siragusa, who played the defensive Goose. Tackle for the R.I.P. Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Before the Giants played the Ravens in the Super Bowl,
yeah.
you know, they have the press night, press yep. day on
right.
Tuesdays.
Sure.
And the thousands of press come, and they sit in a little booth like they're the king or queen.
Oh, right,
ask them
right,
all kinds
yes.
of questions. So Tony Terragusa said—
He must have loved that.
He said something like, what's going to happen in the game the next day. He said, we don't lose to teams that are finesse because we kick their ass. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the Giants offensive line is finesse, and we've never lost to a finesse team.
Oh.
By halftime, the game is going to be over.
Oh.
So he was exactly right what he said.
Oh.
And I think physicality beats yeah. anybody. But the greatest thing I've had as far as a fan, I went to the 2006 World Cup in Germany, and I was totally blown
oh,
away because
wow.
100 people watched the Super Bowl, 900 yeah. people watched the World Cup.
All right.
I was in Germany's section with Portuguese tickets. Portuguese scored first.
Oh.
The guy was next to me from Portugal. He's screaming, yelling.
Yeah.
They threw beer at him
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
So I didn't move the rest of the game because I was scared that somebody was going to do something.
Yeah.
They will cut their arm off to yeah. win over there compared to the United States. Well, if it lost, it's a lot. Eagle fans may do something stupid, but
right.
But most of the fans are, you know, after the game is
Portuguese
over.
Are yeah. intense.
Well, the soccer, World Cup soccer is intense.
Oh, World Cup soccer is really amazing. That's another incredible
it really
experience.
Is,
that's a great story. I love that one.
Yeah, it totally gave me another respect. You know, because
right.
I don't know ever argue with soccer people.
Right, right. Well, because we're football, baseball, hockey, basketball, and all that stuff. Yeah. You know, and it's kind of like. But I did the same thing. I had an experience too in I don't know. I'm going to say 90 when the World Cup was here. Was that 90 when it was in the United States?
Yes.
And I was working in a hotel in the hotel business in marketing. And anyway, we had the team, the Irish team, stayed with us. Ireland was with us. And so obviously wherever the team stays, all the fans stay. So our hotel was booked with Irish, drunken Irish. I can say it because I'm Irish. But it was unbelievable. They had the 5 days of fun. It was amazing to see. Right,
I love to see people have fun. There was a soccer player for Italy named Zinedine.
Yeah,
and the game went into overtime.
Yeah.
Somebody talked about his mother. To him, he headbutted him, got kicked out of the game, and they lost. I was trying to think, is there a professional athlete today in the United States that's going for a Stanley Cup or World Series or NBA, whatever? If somebody talked about your mother, would
right.
they forget about you and go after you instead of trying to win the game?
I don't think
that happened in the United States.
No. You're right about that. That's a good point.
That's because we're immune to mother jokes, you know?
Right.
You hear them your whole life, so.
Right. And usually, if anybody's going to do that, it would be hockey players doing it to each other. Right? Yeah. Hey, your mother wears army boots back to the altar, right? I actually watched some of that hockey game last night, Stanley Cup Finals. We kind of yeah. stopped once the Rangers lost here. Hockey kind of ended in the New York area. But I watched the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers last night because the Yankees were getting hammered, so I switched over.
This is the first time they had Canadian champion in a while, right?
That's in it. They're in the finals. I don't know.
And they haven't won one in...
Yeah.
It's been long. Yeah. Yeah, the Canadians, I think, right?
Yeah.
You know, it was a great stat, too. All these little things that go... And I thought about this, too, before they even said it on ABC, that they're Edmonton to Florida, because they play in Fort Lauderdale area, the
yep.
Florida Panthers,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you were just down there, actually. But the mileage is almost... The 2,600 miles to go from Edmonton to Fort Lauderdale. They said it's the longest distance any team has ever had to go hockey
yeah.
to play each other in the finals.
Wow.
And that is 2,600 because Edmonton, Alberta,
yeah.
all the way out west.
Town,
you know,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's less than, I guess about a four-hour flight.
Yeah, I'm just thinking because I guess it would be 3,000 miles, really, California to New York. That's what I was thinking.
That's 4 or 5 hours. Yeah.
Right. But now you got to get into Edmonton, and you got.
Yeah.
You ever go to Canada though? I love Canada.
I've been in the Gatsby Coast of Quebec.
You have in the Maritimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but this is terrible, and I should.
It's a bucket list for me. I want
to
go there.
I went to Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
met a lady. She's from Canada. She asked me to come to her house, and I said sure. She said, "Well, it's going to be a hassle to get there." I flew from New York to Chicago. I mean, to Detroit to to Canada and then took a two-hour ride to Quebec, another 2 hour to the Gaspé Coast.
Yeah.
I said, I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
I don't care what she looked like.
Like I was going to say, you know, I'm sure you're lovely, but this ain't happening.
No, this ain't happening. I was so mad at myself, though. I know. And that's the bad thing, because women can make men do anything.
I know.
Women should be president. They should be president. As much as they can make a man do.
I know.
Women, she can take everything you want in the beginning of the relationship.
Right. You thought it was going to be fun. And all the maritime and the coast. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're driving and driving.
I just can't take the cold no more, I'm telling you.
That's
cool. Stephen Baker, we're at this place in Pennsylvania where they ice fish.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
They come out there
in their cars. They come out with tents and barbecue pits.
I know.
And it ices as much.
And they sit in these little huts, right? They just drop their line. Yep. They drink heavily, too, though.
Because the alcohol has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
One of the worst situations.
I know.
Lake Erie. It was Lake Erie.
Oh, my God.
I still can't believe I was up there.
No, I'm not a cold weather person anymore.
Not even a little bit.
Right.
See, we played in Buffalo, it was minus 15, and that just killed me. I told me, I don't care who wins or loses. And that's the first time, like if I played you in marbles or play Hugh, and I'd kick his behind.
Right.
Cold weather is whatever it is. I'm just a competitor. My son never beats me, ever. You know, eventually he's gonna, but not.
Not today.
Yeah.
How old's your son?
17.
Oh, 17. Ooh.
Yeah. No, he's pretty good in basketball.
Yeah, he's going to say he's got it on you now, pal. No,
you got about a year. You got about a year left.
No, you got at least maybe a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I just see so many father-son people out there on that ice in Lake Erie. I just was blown away about that. I'll tell you.
Well, that's actually here. I love going round and round here because that's funny. Like with Buffalo, they wouldn't build a dome. Their new stadium for the Bills.
Yeah, but the advantage is with them.
What did you think
of
that?
No, they have advantage, though.
Yeah, I understand.
Minnesota should do the same thing. They should take the dome off.
Yeah, well, teams
don't want to go in there and play.
But the players don't want to play in it either.
Yeah.
They get used to it, no?
Yeah. Okay, do you remember when Brett Favre lost to the Giants before the Super Bowl? I guess it was 11 or 7, one of them. Brett Favre's mustache was frozen.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yes.
And that's why I knew he was cold.
Right.
So that's why he messed up. He threw an interception at the end of the game. And that's why cold weather, nobody wants to be in cold weather, except you, Hugh.
I used to love it. I don't love it. And the older I get, the less I like it.
Well, I'm telling you, man, it's easy for me to quit.
I never skated. I've never learned to skate. You guys skate?
Look at the Buffalo Bills. The four Super Bowls, you know what I mean? Like, they had the advantage. There were teams better than them, but they can't go in Buffalo and win in the cold.
Yeah, they didn't win one of them.
No.
Yeah.
Well, because they played the NFC East.
Right? Marv Levy and the boys, you know? Exactly. I know. So we were going to do all baseball today. Okay, we got about a minute, though. All right, what about NBA real quick? Game one, what do you think? Celtics, Mavs. Billy.
I'm going with the Mavs this week because I think that when you lose like that as an athlete, you really go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the Mavs are going to win. And we'll see next week when we come back in there if I know what the heck I'm talking about.
The Mavs are a good team. You, what do you think?
Yeah, once again, I don't know what's happening, but I agree with Billy. I think the Mavs this week.
You two are really getting along now. It's unbelievable.
The only problem is I can't still stand Kyrie Irving. I don't like him.
I know. He's a problem.
You know, if it wasn't for him, I think maybe I'd like.
Well, maybe he'll fall off the face of the earth since he says it's flat. Remember his theory back in the day? So he can fall.
He says he's matured.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right. In other words, he needs a new contract. But Luka, they've got a real shot, you know.
Yeah, they do.
But the Celtics, you know, this group really does need to win a title, though. You know, the 100%. Tatum, Brown guys.
But Porzingis looked great.
Oh, my gosh.
Great.
He was incredible.
Knicks, number one draft choice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Knicks could use him.
Yeah, you know. Okay, we had to get some hoops in because we are running out of time. Jared in the engineering room is like, what are you doing? Got it. But, you know, we got around to a lot of stuff, guys. Hopefully people are enjoying this.
Hey, but, Jim, thanks for coming out. Hugh, good job, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Absolute pleasure. Billy and you, fantastic. Thank you all for listening. Jared, thank you. Oh.
We got the Tom Petty, baby.
Okay, everybody, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. President Biden and the First Lady are attending a wreath-laying ceremony at a World War I cemetery in northern France this morning. They'll head back to the U.S. later today. The Bidens have been in Europe for several days to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Weather forecasters say a heat wave that's gripped a major portion of the western U.S. will continue for at least several more days. Death Valley, California saw a record high Thursday of 122 degrees in the shade, and forecasters say more triple-digit temperatures will persist this week across about a dozen states. A mountain landslide has shut down part of the main road to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Wyoming officials say a section of State Route 22 that winds through the Teton Mountains between Idaho and Jackson caved in Saturday. No injuries have been reported. The road had already been closed after a crack appeared in the highway.